Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, today I'm taking you off to talk about food later and visiting, and you're going to have a good time, so just buckle your seatbelt and stick with me, kid. I want to remind you, very important, if you are driving and you are heading out of the region where you normally listen to us on radio, you can continue to listen to us live if you tune in whatever electronic device you have. Maybe you got one of those little earphone things for one ear, so you can still hear what's going on while you're driving, and unless you can play it through your radio. People do that. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But, of course, I'm usually not the driver, so I can put my headset on and listen to stuff. But you'll find us at iTunes, you'll find us at TuneIn Radio, you'll find us at sabrams.com. And just go to the right sidebar of the homepage where it says On Air Quick Links. We stream live each show, Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411. And then once the shows have broadcast, they are archived at sabrams.com in with the show notes, and their podcast at travelers411.com. So that's nice. And you also have an opportunity to go into the search box. So if you missed last week or you missed a piece of a show, then you know the date. You can just go there and listen. But if you're not sure, if you've got a subject, a destination, a brand, a person, an attraction in mind, put the keywords into the search box at sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and that will give you links on our site to archived audio, photos, stories, blogs, links. My gosh, the directories. We make a directory for each of our guests. It's very nice. It's, I guess, all that stuff is the reason why we have once again won a major award. We took the Bronze Award for Best Website from the League of American Communications Professionals with 96 out of 100 points. And the silver, gold, and platinum were each 1 point ahead. So silver was 97, gold was 98. Those two companies that won the silver and gold were billion-dollar companies with over 10,000 employees. And platinum, with 99 points, just 3 points ahead of us, was MasterCard. Can you imagine? Did I tell you that my good friend Mark Leslie from Martello Media and his little wisecracking mind said something like, I don't remember the exact words, but we issued a press release, and it was in the press release about how we won that award. We just hit 3,000 hours of broadcasting. The UK National Trust for Northern Ireland, Antrim Coastline, the North Coast, came on as a sponsor. So we had all this good news, and we put out a press release about it, and in it I mentioned Mark's response Mark Leslie, where he said something like, I'm worried about you, Stephanie, letting MasterCard get 3 points ahead of you. I thought that was very cute. You have to imagine that the three companies ahead of us, all over $1 billion, over 10,000 employees, have probably a bigger techie team and a bigger budget than we do. I mean, you'd have to guess that, wouldn't you? Because we are a clean, lean fighting machine as compared to MasterCard. Ah, yes. Well, I have so much to share with you because this hour, there's so much in the news we need to talk about, starting with the story of the little boy who fell in the Cincinnati Zoo into the moat with the big ape. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings, join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Well, I was, of course, horrified, as I'm sure you were, at the image of that darling little four-year-old having fallen in with that big gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. Now, I don't remember how many years ago it was. It wasn't all that long ago. And I don't want to mention the zoo just in case I'm wrong. So we'll have to check it out before I mention where it happened. But there was a little one younger than four who fell into a zoo and into the moat with where the, what is it with falling in with the apes? I guess it's better than falling in with the tigers or the lions, because they wouldn't think twice about making you lunch. But in that case, there was a female ape who had babies at some point. I don't think they were still little ones anymore. And she had a kind of, you know, understanding of being a mommy. And she went and picked up that little one and snuggled it in her arms and kept the other apes who were curious away with, you know that look your mother had that would freeze your blood? That look. She made sure that none of the others came over to fool around with this little one. And the doctors had said that I think the child was unconscious, at least for a spell. And along with that trauma came, you know, shock. And shock is accompanied by reduced body temperature. And by snuggling this little one, she was helping to keep it well. And they were able to go and fetch the baby from her. I don't remember if they tranquilized her or they just went and got the little one. But I'm sure, you know, you, like I, I'm so thrilled that other than the emotional scars that this child will have from that experience, we're talking about a child that's alive. And, you know, God bless one and all. And it's tragic that the gorilla lost its life in this process. But who can second guess, you know, watching that gorilla drag that little one in the moat. Happily, the water wasn't that deep. But you could see a kind of bruise, a reddish mark on the baby's left side of the baby's head. And what would it take to snap its neck or drown it? You know, I'm just, you couldn't wait and risk. I know there was a lot of commentary of people who felt that, you know, I mean, I was among the first to say, wouldn't it be nice to, you know, tranquilize the gorilla? But apparently that wasn't a feasible option in terms of how long would it take for the tranquilizer to work and what could happen in between. And the good news is the baby's okay. The bad news is that it's part of, you know, there's a special Murphy's Law for children, especially little boys who tend to be more adventurous for the most part than little girls. There should have been no possible way for that child to wiggle through any space. And while there were people quick to point blame on the mother, if it wasn't possible to get through, we wouldn't be having that conversation. And I'm very happy to hear that the courts and the legal eagles, the long arm of the law, is not coming after the parent. But there should have been no way for any human to get from the human area to the area where the animals are. And I've got to tell you about a place at airports that makes me insane. And we're going to do that right after these important messages. So stay with me, everybody, and stay safe in the interim. This is Stephanie Abrams. To the chimp. All night long they chatter away. All day long they were happy and gay. Swinging. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballintoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you. Start planning now at nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast at nationaltrust.org.uk.
Talk to the animals. Coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, everybody's focused on how dangerous it was at the Cincinnati Zoo. I don't know that it was particularly dangerous at the zoo, but a little active four-year-old found, who was small enough and skinny enough, found a place to slide through, under, whatever, around, resulting in the little one falling in with the gorilla. And we all mourn the gorilla and cheer that the child is well. But I have to tell you, I look at places all the time that are incredibly potentially dangerous. We just flew round trip from Boston to Shannon, Ireland, and we flew with Aer Lingus. I had to comment to one of the flight attendants, not that my comment to her would go anywhere, so maybe if I'm telling you people at Shannon Airport and at Aer Lingus will learn about my remarks. You know when you get on the plane at the end of that telescoping hallway that slides out to meet the door of the plane? So you walk from the gate to the plane down basically a metal tube, metal pipeline with a carpeted floor and a couple of places where it's connected, walking downhill metal pieces as you, it, you know, that's the part where it all slides out and slides together and whatever. And that's the part where I usually lose my luggage because the wheels get caught on the end of that and it drops out of my hand and makes a terrible sound. At the end of that telescoping hallway, as you are getting on the plane or off the plane, left and right of you, you will see this kind of, I don't know if it's leather or vinyl or what, it's like accordion pleated heavy duty stuff that you'd upholster a chair with. It's probably vinyl and some rubberized stuff that's bendy. It comes up left and right and wraps itself against the plane to make the enclosure. On this flight, it was, in both directions, 100% perfect. You could see a little daylight. You could slide a piece of straw through where the telescoping hallway abutted the plane. And I commented on it because most flights I take, a 3 or 4 year old child, certainly a 2 year old child, could fall right through that hole. Because on most flights, they don't, somehow the sides, the part that's all soft and bendy and is supposed to wrap around and push right up against the plane to make a solid connection between the telescoping hallway and the plane itself. Left and right of that door you get on. Most of the time you look left and right, you could lose a big piece of luggage down that hole. And I often see people getting on planes and they're taking a stroller down to the gate, right down to the front of the entrance of the plane where they're going to gate check that stroller. So when they get off the plane, it's going to be waiting for them like a wheelchair kind of a thing. You know, they're going to take it away and they're going to have it back for you when you get off the plane. So often I will see, you know, mommy and daddy, the stroller with the baby, and maybe a 2 or 3 or 4 year old child who is all full of pent up energy from being in a car getting to the airport and then hanging out at the airport for a couple of hours and just full of jelly beans. And because the parents are fussing with the stroller and the baby and the carry-on pieces, usually there's nobody holding the hand of the toddler. And it always panics me, because the last thing I want to be is the witness to seeing a child find him or herself in the corners on each side of that airplane doorway where they are small enough to fall right through. And in most cases, the distance from the entry, that point, at the entry point to the plane and the tarmac is 15 or 20 feet, maybe more. So anybody falling through there is finished. And, you know, we talk about the dangers in the world all the time. I'm watching information about Americans being warned about terrorism in Europe. That's such a big, broad brush. That's like, well, if you go out, it might rain. And if it rains, there might be lightning. And if there's lightning, it might hit you. So don't go out. So you stay home, and the lightning, it's the tree that goes over the roof of your house, and the branch falls off and kills you in your bed. I mean, that's such a, you want to tell me about a warning and a danger? Be specific, please. Don't tell me the world is dangerous. I know that already. That's the reason I don't walk down dark streets, because I don't know what's waiting for me down the other end. And that's the reason I'll look both ways before I cross the road. But once the traffic's gone by, I'll cross the road. But there are little dangers, like, and very real, what goes on. I am surprised that no child, and who knows if children have fallen through those holes by the planes. You'd never know. If it's not in the U.S., we don't get big, important international news. Why would we ever find out about that? But it is a clear and present danger. So for all of you who travel with little people, when you are getting on the plane, please think of me. And pay attention to your toddlers. I'm going to share some other tips along those lines with you right after these important messages. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Remember to go to sabrams, sabrams.com and travelers411.com and click around on all that wonderful information that we have stored for you there. It's the reason we win amazing awards. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I wouldn't burst in polar bear and python. I wouldn't curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros. Can't you? Ew,
phrase, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Dancing with a Twist, May 7th and 8th. Anna Treblinskaya and Dimitri Chaplin from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance will join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, along with vocalists from American Idol. And at the Mother's Day matinee, tickets are half price for kids 17 and younger. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Coast to Coast, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, in the last segment, I was talking about these gaps on the sides of the door as you enter a plane. That's something you have to watch for, because often the size of the gap is bigger than the girth of a 2 or 3 year old child. That's why I was so impressed with Aer Lingus and both Logan Airport and Shannon Airport on the return on Aer Lingus, where it was a snug fit. Nothing was getting through there. It was just all, you know what I'm talking about? You just join us and you're confused. You know when you get on a plane and you're walking down one of those telescoping metal hallways that brings you from the gate to the plane? When you get up to the plane, take a look left and right, because that telescoping thing has to snug up against the round tube that is the plane. And generally speaking, at the floor level that you're standing on, there is this gaping hole on each side. I don't want to be the one that hears about the news. And, you know, as I used to say to my last boss in my last life, when I would tell him, this is what we have to do, and he'd say, yeah, we're doing it my way. And then come back later and say, you know, I should have listened to you. You were right. I don't like to be right in retrospect. Let me be right up front. And then let's do it right. Don't tell me later, gee, you were right. So for all of you that have anything to do with airports and airplanes, you have any influence on what goes on in an airport or in the airline industry, would you please pay attention to the way that telescoping hallway meets up with the plane? So there's no possibility we're hearing the equivalent story of what happened to the child who managed to get in with the ape. The only difference here is the child with the ape came out alive. A child falling through one of those holes where the telescoping hallway does not meet the gate well is not going to survive the fall. It's going to be Humpty Dumpty, who can't be put back together again. And I don't ever want to hear that story. And you know how simple it would be to fix? Because I can hear people who work in airlines, airplanes, airports saying, oh, well, you know, this is what the challenge is, you know. The shape of the plane is not, you know, we've got one telescoping hallway and every plane is a little bit different in size or whatever. And so when we pull it up, it doesn't. Then you know what you do? You get two little fences, two little portable baby gates that go left and right of that doorway that are in front of that dumb hole. So no child can ever get through there. Because one of these days, you know there's going to be some creative kid whose parents are doing the right thing. Don't think there's any problem here. Listen, we're in this metal tube entering a plane. Where's this child going to go? If you're not aware that, generally speaking, there's a big hole on each side at the end of that walkway, and you're busy fussing with the diaper bag and the toys and the stroller that's got to be broken down and folded up and handed off to go in the hold into cargo to be there for a gate check at the other end to be available when you get off the plane. So I'm sitting in an airport. Oh, gosh, this has to be 5, 6, 8 years ago at least. It was a U.S. airport. And I don't know where we were going. I want to say we were going to Orlando, but I wouldn't swear to that one. And we're sitting in those, you know how they have the rows of waiting room seats by the gate? And they haven't started boarding everybody yet. But the door to the plane is open. You know, the door in at the gate area. And the hallway is already in place, the telescoping walkway that takes you down to the plane. And some airport staff people came in and out of that door, and even though they weren't ready to board anyone yet, we're getting close. Somebody left the door open. There's a guy at the the gate counter area where they're going to take your boarding, check your boarding pass and all that jazz. And he's busy doing whatever he's doing pre-boarding. And there's a man there. Family is sitting somewhere. And he's got a little one who's about 18 months old who is super active and on the move. And he's playing with the child when suddenly, you know, he's sitting down and the kid takes off and runs through the door and down the telescoping hallway toward the plane. So he does what every father would do. He gets up and runs after the child and starts to run down the hallway. He wants to go through the door because the child is now down that hallway. And I'm going to tell you, when I got on the plane, I looked left and right, and that kid could have gone through in a heartbeat. This was a baby less than 2 years old, but clearly active, which is right for that age. So he starts to run through the door, and the guy comes from behind the ticket counter who's been, you know, doing nothing, you know, looking down. I don't know what he's doing, but he's looking down at whatever papers he's playing with on his counter area in front of, you know, where it says this is gate number whatever, and the plane's leaving at this time, and we're boarding at that time. So he steps out in the doorway and puts his arm across the doorway. He's going to stop this guy from going through. Well, you know, you're one step from a federal pen at this point because you don't need to say or do much to get yourself arrested at that point. Because until they give you authority to walk down that walkway, you better don't. You have no business being in that area. But the baby's got a head start on him. Right, and laughing, gleeful, happy, he's escaped. He's running down the hallway. And the guy says to the airport person who either is an employee of the airline that you're flying on or is leased by the airline. You know, there's a lot of leased employees. A lot of times you have somebody in a uniform of an airline company and you think you're dealing with, you know, XYZ airline employee. And in fact, this person 2 hours ago was wearing Sabina or Lufthansa or somebody else's uniform because they're leased by from a pool at the airport so that airlines don't have to have employees all over the world. They lease them through an airport pool, and in any one day they may be checking in passengers for a number of different airlines. So and that's not necessarily a wonderful thing. It may work out great economically for the airline, but it's not necessarily a wonderful thing for the passenger because those folks don't always have a sense of project the right image for the airline and, you know, develop a loyal customer and whatever. In any event, this guy, whoever he was, working for whoever he's working for at that moment, was representing the airline we were flying and got in the way of this father who's got an 18-month-old headed for the plane. And the guy says, but my son is down there. I have to get the baby. And he says, oh, no, you can't go down there. And I was so happy to hear the father say, try and stop me. Because my words are always, you in what army? So the father burst through his arms. I thought, oh, God, when he comes back, they're going to have the airport police and the local police and the federale out there to arrest this guy. But, you know, he came back with the baby and whatever. And thank goodness the story ended happily, because that child was, when I got down to board the plane and look left and right, that little one, it was like threading the needle. He could have just slipped right through. Been the end of his life. So that's another nice story that ended happily. But before we, I mean, who thinks, we don't often hear a story about somebody that fell into a gorilla enclosure. But you only have to hear about it once to recognize it can happen. So take a look around and make the environment impenetrable. And that's what needs to be done at airports, which are every day there are, what, 25,000 flights a day in America or something crazy like that? It's happening on a large number of flights where this danger is clear and present. Fix it, people. We'll be right back.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelson's and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Take good care of yourself,
you don't do me. Coast to coast, it's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The whole question of the Cincinnati Zoo incident is a great reminder, with a happy ending, I'm happy to say, as it relates to the child. But it's a great reminder of some of the dangers that are prevalent and that you need to pay attention to when you're traveling with children. We have all kinds of standards in the U.S. that don't exist in other places. Even standards like you're talking about skiing, where we have a way that we groom our trails, I am told by my expert skiing son, that is very different from what happens in Europe. It's one of the reasons there are more avalanches in European destinations and far up in Canada and whatnot. They don't necessarily groom the trails, or they allow skiing in places that we wouldn't because we're much more safety conscious. But I haven't been to the zoo behind Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna in a long time, and I can only hope that they've made improvements. But there were years that, you know, I didn't go anywhere without my children. And they went all over the world and were on multiple passports before their age was two digits. But every place we'd go to the zoo. We went to the zoo in Madrid and in London and in Vienna. And I remember the Vienna Zoo at behind Schönbrunn Palace, which is a marvelous place to visit. It's a masterpiece in architecture, but the back of Schönbrunn Palace faces these beautiful gardens and a folly. And a folly is something that wealthy people with castles used to build some facade, just like the front of a building or something that looks like, I don't know, a gazebo almost, but out of stone and, you know, architecturally interesting. So that when they looked out their back window, they had something interesting to look at. And so you have these long walkways where after dinner, people would go take a walk in the gardens and whatever. And when I say dinner, I mean, you might have been dinner for 150 people or something. And it walked between these tall trees. And so they wanted to have their own zoo as a, you know, kind of after dinner entertainment. Now, when the last time I was there was a good couple of decades ago, the last time I was at the zoo at Schönbrunn. So I don't know if they've made safety differences or even improvements in the habitat for the animals. But you know how we have, like, we'll have the cage area that the tiger or the lion or whoever is in. And then there'll be a buffer zone of maybe 4 to 6 feet. And then there'll be another set of bars. In more modern zoos, you'll have moats, like you saw with the ape. So there's the ape enclosure area. And then there's a moat. And in theory, the ape can't get to you and you can't get to the ape. Well, in the older zoos in Europe, and I'm not an expert on who's updated. I can just tell you about the zoos I've visited. And since my children are both at this point much older than I am, because I'm only 19, my experience at zoos is more limited these days, although I still do love going to a zoo. The ones in Europe, for the most part, were built where the animals are in a cage. And there's nothing between you and the animal but one set of bars. So I can't tell you how many times there were accidents, not only at the Schönbrunn Zoo, but at other zoos, where people would get right up to the bars and they'd put their hands in between the bars. And then the bear or the whoever with claws and teeth would come up and munch on somebody or grab them in kind of, I don't know, what do you call that kind of hold? Where headlock something, where they come from, you know, suddenly you've got some big fuzzy arm with big claws around your neck holding you between that arm and the bars, and on the other side is an animal. Not a pretty sight. This is not the way you want your zoo day to go, people. So you really have to pay attention to, you know, that kind of thing. But there are greater, clear, and present dangers traveling with children. One of them, the distance between the beach and your hotel room. Do not, remember I said it and you heard it, do not send your children to the room to get whatever you forgot, the suntan lotion, or to use the bathroom, or the bucket and the shovel, or I'm tired of being here, it's hot, I'm sticky, I want to go to the room where it's air conditioned and watch television, thanks mom for the key, and go. There is far too much that can happen between where you're sitting at the beach and pool of a hotel or some destination and that hotel room, including one of the most dangerous places, and that's the elevator. The good news is there are so many security cameras everywhere these days that many times people who have, you know, evil things on their mind, you know, realize that there's a good chance they're going to get caught, but maybe they won't, especially if they wear, you know, a big hat with a rim and nobody can see who that is under there. But just for the moment, imagine a child who wants to go back to the room for something, and the kid may be anywhere from 5 to a teenager, who off he or she goes with the key, goes in the elevator, and who knows who's waiting in the elevator or on what floor, and too many things can happen in too short a time. So you want one more? You know the most dangerous place in the world? Those walkways where you leave a fast food restaurant and you're walking out to your car, and some genius has designed the parking area so that the drive-through window to pick up food without getting out of your car is aligned with the doorway you have to walk in and out in order to get in and out of the fast food place to your car. So you step out, and here comes a guy who just got his food and his change, and he's fussing with the bag of food, and he's fussing with the change, and the car is rolling forward, and he's not even looking where he's going because he's got too many other things going on at the moment. And you come out of the door to go out to your car, and bingo, there you are face-to-face with, what, 2 to 4 tons of steel? Or are cars made out of resin these days? It's not pretty. So, you know, when you hear about the dangers of the world and, you know, terrorism and, you know, who's going to do what to whom and whatever, pay attention and don't stop worrying about dying. Stop you from living. We got to go to the top of the hour news. We're coming off and we're going to Ireland together by telephone this time, I'm sorry to say. So pay attention, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
Let's fly away.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.